to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin chapter 9 in the book, Letter to the Hebrews. We'll be in verses 1 through 5 for our practice today. Now even the first covenant had regulations for worship and an earthly sanctuary, for a tabernacle was constructed, the outer one, in which were the lampstand, the table, and the bread offering. This is called the holy place. Behind the second veil was the tabernacle called the Holy of Holies, in which were the gold altar of incense and the Ark of the Covenant, entirely covered with gold. In it were the gold jar containing the manna, the staff of Aaron that had sprouted, and the tablets of the covenant. Above it were the cherubim of glory, overshadowing the place of expiation. Now is not the time to speak of these in detail. I could only imagine the detail that he must be speaking of. Do you ever try to place yourself in the midst of situations that are explained in our practice? Step back into time and listen to the detail Paul explains to the Hebrews, truly of their own historical accounts, where something so holy had an inner and outer veil that separated items that gave them freedom to live for one God and one God only. There was a holy place that offered something to eat as you stood by a lamp, smelling the incense that sparkles from gold, seemingly making you feel weak. The aroma is so amazing as your nostrils flare and begin to seek what is even called the Holy of Holies behind the second veil, that I'm sure will make you seem just as meek until you understand this place of expiation, where the glory of cherubim rise above to safeguard a historical context of a life we all want to seek. Freedom from sin, forgiveness again and again and again, eternal. Amen. This is the place where mercy began to trace the beauty of salvation. Humanity would soon learn as grace to overcome the anger or shame we all face when we live in the world and try and deny His mercy, to die in a sin as a waste. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. Lord, we pray for our children each day, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Madeline. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who continue to seek the Lord but are unable to communicate how that comes about. Help those, Lord, in the Holy Spirit to understand Your Holy Mother Church's truth. Amen. As we do this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 9. That's verses 1 through 5. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled Covenant Ark, Gold Spangle. Worship regulations, covenant first. Sanctuary earthly constructed, tabernacle layered. one outer with lampstands worth. Place holy, called offering of bread on table enabled. Holies of holy, tabernacle under veil second. Altar, gold, incense, covenant ark, gold spangled. Jar, gold, manna containing, Aaron's sprouted staff beckoned. Covenant tablets held, overshadowing glory of cherubim dangled. Expiation place filled with grace. Time none of details these speak taste. For grace explained in this holy place. Historical truth. Not a soul can replace. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's April 25th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, as we close today, we just reach out with special prayer intentions. The heart of those who are seeking your love in all things. We say hello to our good friends John and Marie as we close today. Oh, thank heaven for Universal Utterings at 7-Eleven. Amen. Have an awesome day in the truth. We'll close in the name of Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus.